the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Not sure how your morning goes when you wake up and you get started on the new day, but I just saw an article, it just popped up, and it said 9 productivity mistakes you're making in the first 10 minutes of your day.
Oh, man.
9 productivity mistakes you're making in the first 10 minutes of your day.
It's basically a mistake every minute.
Yeah. And I got to thinking about it. I'm like, for me to be able to make 9 mistakes in the first 10 minutes is actually pretty productive.
Yes, well done.
So I'm getting something done. I mean, you can't say I'm not getting anything done. Seriously, thank you for listening to us. We are honored that you do. I am Brant. Sherry is here, too. If you ever want to call or something, it's 855-90-BRANT, 855-90-BRANT.
This message is for Sherry. I wanted to tell Sherry, I know you have a problem with being late, you know, kind of as a habit. I have that problem as well. But I read a study that said that people who are late a lot, they do it because they are optimistic. They feel like they can get more done in the time they have than they actually have time for. So, Sherry, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It just means that you are an optimist, and we have that in common.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I like that.
It's very
that
optimistic for you to expect us to believe that.
So it buys right into everything she's saying.
And I would also add that you're making us very pessimistic about thinking we're going to get this thing started on time.
Oh, well, we're all in charge of our own emotions if that's where you choose
right.
to go.
There's a real optimism there. It's true. Look, if you've got a pet, you'll understand this, okay? I don't mean to be all sad or anything, but I miss my dogs, all right? Nigel, my 3-legged dog, passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Arfie, who was a little hard to handle, because of our stage in life, we gave her to some friends.
Yes.
And I still hear her on the phone, and mm-hmm. I visited her and all that sort of stuff. So.
And you miss Arfie?
I do.
Okay.
I miss the snuggling. I miss the... Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I've always wanted a really good dog, and my wife's been like, "Ow." You know, it's not the time. We got moved. Our situation's different now. I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to talk her into it.
Yeah.
She's been saying, okay. Well, for my birthday, I opened up a card and it had a dog on the front of it.
Oh, yes.
And inside the card, it said, "Your gift is you can get a puppy."
Oh, man. So, I know that did your heart good. I got a text from you in the middle of the afternoon with a lot of exclamation points, which is not Brant Hanson's normal way of communicating.
No, it's not. No, that's reserved for those special moments in life, Sherry. When you get to tell your friends.
I got a puppy. I'm
totally getting
a getting
puppy. And I went and even met some. So people listen to the show have these puppies.
Great.
And I met the puppies.
Okay.
And so I will be.
Were they interviewing you or were you interviewing them? The puppies,
kind of a,
I mean.
Kind of a
mutual.
Dance.
Got it.
Kind of a dance. But it's all going to be good. I can't wait. Question, are you a list person? There's a really good list. Sherry's a list person. She likes lists.
I am.
To-do lists and all that stuff.
Very important.
There's a list called the Fruit of the Spirit, and it's stuff that will happen to you as you follow Jesus. And I love this because, here's the thing, hard to fake this stuff long term. You can fake everything else. I'm telling you, I could get on the air if I wanted and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and do all the right stuff. And people could say, "Oh, that's great." And I could be a total fake. You know, I could do the same thing on stage. Other people could do that. Not impressed. But man, if you get to know somebody and they're growing in love and joy and peace and the other things on this list, they're becoming more loving, more joyful, more peaceful. Gentleness is on the list. Patience, becoming more patient. That kind of stuff. You look at that, there you go. There's some serious evidence because, you know, everybody can act. That's what hypocrite actually means, act, being an actor. But man, the love, the joy, the peace over time in difficult situations, you see that, you're onto something. Yeah, I hope you had a great weekend. I was talking about dogs. Went over and visited dogs to pick out one.
Mm-hmm.
And this mom has this mom dog. Her name's Breezy. She's a golden retriever. She has 11 kids. She has 11 puppies.
Okay.
And she looked like she just about had it.
Really?
I was,
oh, Breezy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, I was like trying to encourage her, like, "Hey, you know, you're going to be really proud of these guys. They're all crawling all over her, and they want dinner, and they want this and that."
She's
and
like, she, enough.
She looked up at me while I was talking. I was trying to encourage, and then she just dropped her head down, like, "This isn't it. Just get me out of here." I feel seriously bad about something that happened. Okay. I went to a Sunday school class, my wife, and we're just trying out a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know any of these people. And I know I've got this cantankerous thing in me that wants to say actually whenever anybody's talking about anything.
Okay.
But I'm like, you know what? Not now. Go with it. Just make it through the class.
Yes.
They're not, they don't mean anything. Mm-hmm. You know, different opinions.
Yeah. You did it?
I couldn't stop. I
mean, okay.
I got about 45 minutes into it. I almost made it the whole way. Like, mm-hmm. it's not my place. I'm right. not, I don't belong here.
Right.
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I didn't stop. And I felt so bad afterward. I went 45 minutes uh-huh. and then I jumped in and I was like, well, actually, that's not what that says.
Okay. And then you, did you just keep going?
I quit. Okay. I quit, but I felt terrible about it. I'm okay. like, why can't I just make it through a whole thing without being actually guy?
Well, I will tell you that just the acknowledgement and the attempt is success, I think, because I think people don't.
It's not, though. It's not, though, in terms of making friends.
Oh, no, it's definitely not. Like, it's a horrible, horrible way to make friends and a terrible first impression. But most people don't know that they're doing it.
Yeah.
So just to acknowledge, don't do it. You made it 45 minutes. Next time you'll make it to the end.
I'm going to. Yes. I promise that class. I hope this is cool. I really do. I hope it's cool. Maybe you face this, too. You get a dog, a little puppy, you bring it to work. Hope the employees that work with you are all right with it. I hope Sherry's going to be okay with this.
With having a puppy here?
In the studio, because it can happen. And okay. It's going to be adorable when it happens.
I am not a pet person, as you know.
I know.
But,
that's why I'm kind of little, just kind of slowly.
Is there any way that the puppy can stay at home? And then that's something for you to look forward to, because it's like, oh, the puppy's waiting for me at home. And who doesn't love when you walk in the door and the puppy's so excited to see you? Why take that away from yourself? Why deprive yourself of that emotion?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So let's think about
why
that.
Why deprive you of the chance to see the eyes of a puppy delight when he or she gets to see you?
Okay.
And then gets to go home with you occasionally on a weekend so my wife and I can get away and stuff like that. I don't want to take any of this away from you.
Can you do that last part again?
I don't want to take any of this joy away from you. You ever see a comedian who's really good or something? They do something called a throwback, which means they do like a joke and then they come back to it later on in the show. And you're like, oh, that's funny because he's bringing that up again or whatever. Mm-hmm. Jesus does this, I noticed. And it's not like a comedy thing, but it's kind of comedic. Not like hilarious, but just kind of sporty fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know how else to put it. There's no way I'm going to put this right, but like he does something and I hadn't caught it before. But so after he is raised from the dead, he's apart from the disciples for a little while. He appears to them. He hangs out with them. He's apart from them. And then they don't recognize him. He's alongside a shore and he yells out, hey, try throwing your nets over there and you'll catch a bunch of stuff. They're in a boat together. And they throw their nets in, they catch a bunch of fish. Like, wait, that must be Jesus. And the reason they recognize that, because that's what he told them really early on in their relationship. He did the same thing. Hey, throw your nets over there, see what happens. So he's just yelling from the beach to do this thing. And it took him a little bit to realize, wait a second, that was actually like a throwback. He's doing that deliberately. We recognize who he is. And then the story ends with him cooking breakfast for him on the beach. And it's really fun. And I just love how human God would be with us. Like to be that human, to remember, remember when we did this? I love that. I think this is freeing. I think this is good news. We have breaking animal news for you, by the way. Animals are doing stuff out there. We bring in news. Other news outlets will completely ignore.
That's true.
And this is, I think, again, it's freeing. I feel good about it.
Freeing for whom?
For all of us.
Or for everybody?
You know how you go to a store and you feel kind of like, you know, what kind of weakling am I? Because you try to get a shopping cart and they're like wedged together, you know? You try to get them apart. It's like, I can't.
I don't know that I've ever felt emotionally anything about that. But
I know we all feel very emotionally, all of us. I'm not projecting. Okay. Every single human feels exactly like I do.
Good. All That's right. good perspective.
So, yeah. So, this happened in California. A black bear, it's on video, was trying to pull a cart from a return area of a grocery store parking lot. So, they have this on video.
Mm-hmm.
the bear is trying to get two carts apart. It can't just free one up.
Oh,
and could not
do it.
This is a full-grown black bear that did not have the strength.
So then why would you be expected to have it? Right?
Really?
Was he going shopping or was he, what was the no,
I
don't
know
go there.
Like,
okay.
There's a whole lot of stuff happened as a result of this, but I just wanted to seize on that first part of it and just that. I feel better. There are people, if you're a Christian, by the way, you don't self-describe Christian, professing the fact that Jesus is in charge. He's the Lord. I believe he's the Lord. Like, if you're one of these people, you're going to be in a family with a whole bunch of people you don't like. Absolutely. A whole bunch of people that drive you crazy. Different political views. Can you imagine that? Different way of viewing the world. It happens. We were just talking about Jesus encountering the disciples in a boat after he was raised from the dead. These guys did not always get along, and they were very wildly different. Extremely different. Politically, also personality-wise. Some of them were just like men of action. Other people were thinkers. Some people were really like easily believed because they just believed in stuff. And the other ones like, man, I don't know. Skeptical. Like, you've got all these guys in the same boat and they're working it out. and Jesus calls them over from the beach. And I really like that because before he was in the boat with them. Now he's not in the boat with them, but he's showing them, look, you guys can make this work. You can be in the boat together and you can make this work, and you have to make it work because you're mine. You may know this if you've listened for very long. We as a show are completely against national days of blah, blah, blah. Like every
as
radio,
a show?
We as a show are completely 100% against it. I grew
but
up
I'm
listening
not.
To, we both grew up listening to radio where every show was like, hey, it's National Almond Whatever Day with almonds.
But if it's
and we're like, well, who cares? I don't care. Why do I have to go eat almonds today? I don't care.
But if it's like National Donut Day or Cheesecake Day or Chocolate Day, I will have a donut.
We are completely, as a show, I think I can speak confidently for both of us. We're completely against it.
Can you? Okay.
Well, guess what? So I do the exact opposite of whatever they say. So if it's National Donut Day, to take your example,
yes.
I'm not going to have any donuts that day for sure. Okay.
But you don't,
I know I don't normally, but anyway, here's something I do often.
Okay.
That I skipped out on, and that was Saturday was the International Day of Failure.
Oh.
Now, that's something I normally indulge in liberally each day.
Right.
But on Saturday, I succeeded. It was just success left
was
and right.
It?
Because I was so opposed to failing that I was just, I like set records in the gym.
How amazing.
When I was writing my new book, I wrote with panache and style and elevated insight. I felt like I made friends.
Did you?
I influenced people.
Is there any
way? I was effective.
Way,
in, I had 7 habits that kept me effective. I did all that stuff.
Did you? All of them?
Uh-huh.
Is there any way you can take that and perhaps stretch it over life? So why do that just one day against the cabal of whoever's doing, you know, national days? Why not make that your life? It's exhausting, isn't it?
The truth is, I didn't even really do that well last Saturday either, but I was trying really hard, and that's the point.
Effort.
And I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you got caught up on your sleep, all that kind of stuff. But here's a problem. Scientists now say, get this, guess what scientists now say?
We don't need 8 hours sleep.
They say if you get more than 8 hours, you're doing your body harm.
Oh my goodness.
If you get more than 8 hours.
I can't keep up with science.
That's what
Grant.
I'm saying too. We're throwing in the towel. That's it. Science, you've gone and done it, you guys.
You're confusing us. We can't keep up.
Can't get less than 8 hours. That hurts you. Can't get more. You got to get exactly
8 hours on the dot.
To the second. And you wait till next week. Like, if you get 8 hours to the second, something you're some kind of compulsive behavior that's clearly a red flag. Like,
we can't.
You know who needs a nap?
Scientists.
You guys.
Yeah.
Scientists. You guys. That's right. Just lie down in your little lab coats, and we'll tuck you guys in. It's time for Brant's Basics. My name is Brant, and we review things that we've talked about on the show that are really important. And we're going to get a big intro for this at some point. It's going to be really smooth, so it's time for Brant's Basics. Okay, explosions.
Whoa, explosions. Something. I don't know that I have explosions, but I have gotten some stuff, so we'll see.
Okay, our producer's taking her time getting that together, but it's going to be really, really awesome. And here's a basic for today. You know how we'll be like, hey, you know what Jesus told us? Even people who aren't Christians will say this. Jesus just said, love everybody. Just love everybody, man. Just love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus said. So that's what we got to do. And he did. He totally did say that. They're exactly right. The only thing is, that's the back half of something that's really important. And it's incredibly important. But the first half starts with love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. So everything you have, you love God. And I don't know if we can do the second part without the first part. In fact, I would say human history shows we generally can't. And whenever they've tried to set up like a utopian community, let's just love each other, but there's no God in there anyway. It's doomed. It's always doomed. Like, we need him desperately. And so that's why what Jesus actually said had the two parts to it. And the first part can't be skipped over at all. I was thinking about this because I saw this from John Ortberg, and don't normally read anything on the air. It's just a few sentences, but it's so relevant to you. Okay. So whatever you're going through, he's talking about how you can't ignore your spiritual self, who you are. He says the soul was not made to run on empty, but the soul doesn't come with a gauge. The indicators of soul fatigue are more subtle. Things seem to bother you more than they should. Your spouse's gum chewing suddenly reveals to you a massive character flaw. It's hard to make up your mind about even a simple decision. Impulses to eat or drink or spend or crave are harder to resist than they otherwise would be. You're more likely to favor short-term gains in ways that leave you with high long-term costs. He talks about you have less courage. Your judgment is off. Fatigue makes cowards of us all is a quote so ubiquitous it's been attributed to General Patton and Vince Lombardi and Shakespeare. The same disciples who fled in fear when Jesus was crucified eventually sacrificed their lives for him. What changed wasn't their bodies. What changed was their souls. It's big fancy news that the people who are the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are expecting a baby. So congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Well, you are?
Not really.
Okay.
I would be. You know what? I would be, but I feel a little burned. I'm going to be honest with you. I hadn't thought about this until their names just popped up back in the news. But the last time I saw their names in the news, they were getting married, and I was kind of waiting for an invitation. This is the Brian Hansen show.
It is.
Okay?
Yeah.
And podcasts. And books.
Sure.
Okay?
You kinda feel waiting. Significant enough
felt
that...
Like, yeah, I thought maybe an invitation was headed.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't occur to me until I saw this that I never actually got one.
No, that's true.
Never actually arrived.
No.
So
because we had attributed that to perhaps the mail was going to bring it late, but it's...
Am I supposed to take that to mean that they don't care about the Brian Hansen show? That they just don't even care about this show?
That's how you should take it.
Am I supposed to take it like they just don't even... To them, we're not even that important.
Have no clue who we are.
Yeah, am I supposed to take it that way? Because that's how I'm almost going to take it.
You're correct in taking it
that way. I almost am going to take it that way.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast. Sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.